Board Member Ballantyne.
Present.
Chair Hansen.
Present.
Board Member Klein.
Present.
Board Member Sexton.
Here.
Vice Chair Wick.
Here.
Deputy City Attorney Jennifer Taylor.
Present.
Okay, the next item is approval of minutes. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes for October 3rd of 2024?
What was the date on that?
October 3rd, 2024.
Okay. October 3rd, just like it says here. So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Any questions or discussion? All those in favor of approving the minutes for October 3rd of 2024, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion passes. Next is approval of minutes for November 7th, 2024. Do we have a motion for that?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Questions or discussion? Okay. All in favor of approving the minutes for November 7th, 2024, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion passes. Communication for information. I just wanted to make note of we've been working on a new personnel rule and an amended personnel rule, and I'm still finalizing that. So I imagine that we'll be getting to that maybe next month. So just to keep you abreast of what's going on with that. Actions on matters still pending new business. No, we don't have anything. Consideration matters set for public hearing. Nothing. The Civil Service Coordinator report, do we have?
Nothing this evening.
Okay. And Assistant Director Beidelman is up next for the Human Resource report and request.
Good evening, Chair Hansen, members of the Civil Service Board. We have two requests for waivers of competitive exam, and we have our analysts and our managers here to present these to you. So I'm going to have Kat go ahead and start with the first waiver.
Thank you. Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. My name is Kat Flores, and I'm one of the HR analysts here at the City of Tacoma. One of my departments is Human Resources, and tonight with me is Owen Robinson, who's the Learning and Development Manager. We're here to request your consideration for a waiver of competitive exam for employee Kaylee Brink in our continuous improvement areas. Owen will give a little more detail. However, I have assessed that this individual does meet any qualifications civil service requires and is ready and very much capable of stepping in. But I'd like Owen to just touch on some of the high points, and then again, we'd like your consideration for waiving competitive exam for Kaylee Brink.
First, I want to say thank you for giving us the space to have this conversation tonight. It's an important one for Kaylee and my team, so I appreciate this time. I am Owen Robinson. I am the manager of the Citywide Learning and Development Team. We're a small team that helps support our several thousand employees with their employee and their development as employees. Kaylee, I want to thank you as well for all of your hard work and for being here. Kaylee's here tonight. Kaylee really exemplifies the values of City of Tacoma employees and has put in a lot of hard work over the last 24 months when it comes to our team. When she joined our team in July of 2022, we still had a lot of processes that were involving paper. So our class attendance sheets and our evaluations of our courses. And that's not a bad thing necessarily, but it's not necessarily efficient. And it's not with the times. So much of Kaylee's work was very physical, setting up classrooms, getting things set up, getting things ready to go, pulling those attendance sheets into files, that type of thing. But what we noticed when COVID came and we needed to go digital, we saw a lot of digital training happening. Didn't really have a system to house that, a tool to facilitate that training, to track those records, and to help our employees know where they were going with their development. In early 2023, we worked at a Slalom Consulting, and they told us not only did we need a learning management system to help us do that, but we needed an LMS administrator, so an HR analyst that could actually be behind the scenes in that system, configuring our classes, developing the coursework in terms of aligning it for our employees, giving them access, and also helping them know how to use the system. Kaylee was integral in that onboarding of our organization. So we brought 19 departments into that system in rapid order. Last year, in fact, in our first full year in that system, we had 40,000 employee training records flow through that system and be recorded. So what we saw was Kaylee's work, that physical work of pulling rosters of paper sheets and getting attendance sheets down, really be absorbed by this technology. So now an employee gets an email saying your class is at this time, at this date. That's because Kaylee's configuring those notifications. Or we have a department that wants to be able to facilitate training. Kaylee's upskilled herself so rapidly that she's now able to train those employees so their department can have success. One of the things we recognized early on was there was over 20 systems at the city doing what this one system can do by itself. And so with Kaylee's help, she's able to educate departments, save us money, give our employees a better experience, and have a better training program overall. So really what I want to say is that I've watched Kaylee go from taking this HR specialist role and grow with the system, grow with the technology, and turn our program into something more modern, more capable of handling what our employees need today. Thank you for allowing me to speak on that.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, Board Member Sexton.
Just ever so briefly, I would like to thank UCAT and Owen. Please excuse my informality, but I've forgotten your full names. Thank you for your excellent report tonight. I try to always critique the reports when they're not up to standards. And I've seen, you know, too many brief, short, inconclusive reports. And this was an excellent one. And it seemed like employees excellent too. And so I would like to move that we grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for Kaylee Brink, Human Resource Analyst.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
A second. Also sounds like a great employee, and good luck. Thanks.
Do we have any questions or discussion? Okay, all of those in favor of waiving the competitive exam for Kaylee Brink, say aye.
Aye.
And all opposed to the motion, say nay. Motion passes. And Ms. Brink, would you like to come up and do you have a prepared speech that you'd like to give at this time? Or an unprepared? Okay, thank you for all your great service, and obviously you're very highly valued employee. So thank you for all of your service.
Thank you, Civil Service Board, for your approval of our request. Much appreciated.
All right, and now we're going to turn it over to Kai and her guest manager to present her waiver request.
Thank you so much. I will apologize. I have a frog living in my throat, so you'll have to excuse me if I need to cough. My name is Kai Merritt. I, too, am a human resources analyst with the Talent Solutions team. I'm here tonight with Jason Lely, the emergency management supervisor. We are here also to request a waiver of competitive exam after the results of a classification and compensation study. So I will turn it over to Jason to kind of give some more context and details into the key components of this request.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. Thank you for having me here this evening. My name is Jason Lely. I'm the emergency manager for Tacoma Power, and I'm here to request a waiver for competitive exam for Christina Chu, who was hired in June of 2022 as a management analyst one. Following briefly after her hiring, following a class and comp study review, the emergency management family job was created and formally established. She was reassigned as the emergency management analyst at the time. Over the past 2 years, her role has expanded significantly with increased responsibility, complexity, and ownership of key emergency management functions within Tacoma Power. Tacoma Power's emergency management function is critical to the operations continuity, regulatory compliance, and risk mitigation. The work Christina has been performing ensures that we have regulatory preparedness, development, maintenance, and execution of emergency response plans within Tacoma Power, operational resilience, immediate and strategic supporting incidents, ensuring that Tacoma Power can respond effectively and minimize disruptions, and interagency coordination with our outside and internal partners, which includes active engagement in local planning committees, training exercises, and emergency response coordination. And her key crown moment was a process standardization of training, where she standardized our job aid program for emergency response plans, which aligns now with FEMA and our local partners at the county, so that we all can talk in the same language. She developed and updated the job aids, developed a training program, and then implemented that program with our internal personnel for Tacoma Power, Water, and Rail. Christina has consistently owned and executed this evolving body of work, making her the most qualified and logical fit for the emergency management analyst senior position, given the business critical nature of these responsibilities and her deep institutional knowledge. Reclassifying her into this role ensures continuity and stability with minimal disruptions to emergency management, alignment with the class and comp study that has already been evaluated and classified, and that this request is a natural progression for the study's findings, and efficiency and retention. Keeping Christina in the role prevents potential gaps in expertise, ensuring continuity and planning within emergency management. Based on the scope and importance of this work, along with the findings of the class and comp review, we respectfully request that Christina Chu be reclassified as an emergency management analyst senior to accurately reflect her existing responsibilities and contributions. And just to let you know that I'm sure she would have been more than happy to be here tonight to represent herself, but she is actually, amongst all this other great work that she's doing for Tacoma Power, is Air Force reservist, and she's deployed on orders right now. So thank you for the time and your consideration.
Mr. Chairman.
Board Member Sexton.
Well, again, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd like to point out Kai, Jason, if I got that right, I hope. Please excuse my informality once again. I've forgotten your last names already. But another excellent report, and I really appreciate the quality of reports we've been getting lately. It keeps all of us from asking a bunch of questions. Thank you so much. And Mr. Chairman, I would like to move that we grant the city's waiver for competitive examination for Christina Chu, Emergency Management Analyst Senior.
We have a second for the motion.
I second the motion.
Do we have questions or discussion? Okay, all those in favor of the motion to grant a waiver of competitive examination for Christina Chu, Emergency Management Analyst, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, nay. The motion passes. So I think that's all we have for tonight. Oh, I'll just go through the, we do have, we don't have any, do we have any comments by the public? I can't say that. Yeah, I can't say that before.
One line, please.
Give them a chance to respond. Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn out of here.
Okay. Second.
Second back.
No second. Failing to get a second, we have to stay here.